98.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome back. Now, we're going to hear the work of a team of young reporters and producers, all of whom are in middle school, who are enrolled in a program called Baltimore Speaks Out at the Penn North branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. The program is one of several run at various city library locations by Wide Angle Youth Media. They're a nonprofit group that teaches city youth how to tell their own stories and become engaged in their communities. We've worked with the group in the past to spotlight these creative youth voices and their stories. Here's a report produced by the Wide Angle Youth Media team about the past and future of soul food.
Baltimore City, or Charm City, is about home to more than 600,000 people. It is rich with history, culture, and even spirit.
You see trash, rats, and cigarettes, but you're not looking at the bright side.
The West Side is a perfect example of Baltimore's vibrant culture.
You hear babies crying and people lying. Music blares and ladies show off their flair. People talk and little girls play with chalk.
There are so many things and a variety of aromas, like the seawater smell of fish, the corny smell of cornbread, the sweet smell of hoe cakes, and a smoky smell so fine, and I know, the smoked chicken. It would definitely be mine. So many smells make up this place we call home.
This is what we call West Baltimore.
We are a part of Wide Angle's Youth Media's Baltimore Speaks Out program. As youth producers, we have explored Baltimore and its unique cultures. There is so much to take in.
Standing at the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and North Avenue, I see signs for Great Grands, Sharif's, Subway, a lot of carryouts, deli shops, and corner stores. We wanted to learn more about what soul food, which is an historic African-American food tradition, means today here in Baltimore in 2015. Soul food started in the southern parts of the U.S. It came long before the Civil War began. Originally, it is ethnic food that was given to the African slaves. They acquired leftover cornmeal, rice, fatty meat, sweet potatoes, and molasses from the slave masters who didn't want the scraps. Soul food was a way for them to express themselves creatively.
You better come on in my kitchen.
We spoke to two people who are passionate about this cuisine. Joe Turner Rogers, owner of Great Grand Seafood and Soul Food Carryout, located in the Penn North community.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Great Grand. How can I help you? Anything else?
Soul food is soul food cooked from your heart, from your family, honestly. Joe Turner Rogers, 35 years old, owner and occupant of Great Grand Seafood Soul Food Carryout. That's what we call my great grandmother, Great Grand. I put heart in every dish I cook, and that's what I'll be trying to explain to some of the, my family members that have been helping me cook. Like, if you're not caring about what you're cooking, it's not going to come out right. Like, if it's a job to you, you really shouldn't be cooking.
You better come on.
We also learned about black sauce. Damon Mosley is a chef and travels throughout the city.
My name is Damian Mosley. I have a mobile food business. So we do a lot of catering, a lot of food at farmers markets, a few festivals, and I am a chef. Historically, Southern food had a lot of greens, a lot of leafy greens, quick breads, more greens than pork.
We asked Mr. Damian how he thinks soul food has changed over the years.
Soul food typically means black people's food, and specifically, I think it's a version of black culture that's put on display, exhibition.
What soul means is complicated. Soul food traditions began during the days of slavery when there was barely enough food to survive.
I don't really feel like my grandmother was making soul food. I feel like she was just making food from the ingredients that she had in Mississippi and from the traditions that she knew. But I think that when that kind of food started to get popular in restaurants and on television, it took on a new name and a little bit of a new identity.
Like, I remember my grandmother in the kitchen. You know, it was gravy from scratch, like, you know, everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we take gravy now, put the powder, and you know, I didn't come up like that. My grandmother made her everything from scratch.
Do you think Grandma and Grandpa will recognize the soul food we eat today?
No, I don't think they would.
That I definitely don't think it's soul food no more. I can't think of no restaurant I could really say, yo, that's a soul food restaurant. Not even ours. Because soul food to me, honestly, the soul food spots I used to eat in when I was coming up is completely different. I feel like we more modern and hip with it.
We could eat the flyest cave-aged cheese for cheese, Ma. Yeah, we could eat Greek
soul food. When you know its history, it encompasses the complexities of Black tradition, whether you look at the variations in Baltimore or the whole U.S.
I love what my mom cooks. She makes the best food ever in life so far, like how you eat a piece of cake made straight from scratch.
I love when my mom makes fried chicken, macaroni, cheese, and broccoli. It tastes like food that's out of this world.
My soul food is whatever is made, and it always tastes good.
I love when my auntie makes mac and cheese. It tastes like gooey goodness wrapped up and put under a Christmas tree. My soul food belongs in my heart.
As if we care, we could eat rock for.
Thanks to the middle school producers and Wide Angle Youth Media's Baltimore Speaks Out program. We've got more information about Wide Angle Youth Media on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Before we sign off this morning, we thought you might want to check out a few special holiday events coming up in the next 2 weeks or so. For some people, you know, Christmas means attending a performance of Handel's Messiah. For others, it means catching up on a performance of the Nutcracker. Well, the Moscow Ballet will be performing the Great Russian Nutcracker at the Hippodrome Theater this weekend. Just 3 shows, 1 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, and the Baltimore School for the Arts does the Nutcracker every year as well. The last 2 shows in their run are Friday night and Saturday afternoon. As for Handel's Messiah, you've got a bunch of options. The National Philharmonic will give 2 performances at Strathmore Hall in Bethesda Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Live Arts Maryland will present Handel's greatest hit Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Maryland Hall for the Creative Arts in Annapolis. And on Friday night at 7:30, I'll lead a sing-along Messiah with the Baltimore Choral Arts Society Chorus and Orchestra at Krausar Auditorium over at Goucher College. You're welcome to come sing or come and just listen. For the little ones in your life, the Choral Arts Society will offer Christmas for Kids, an interactive concert that includes an original story, Pepito the Clown, and, of course, Santa. That's happening Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Goucher College, and it will be followed by Helicon's annual Winter Solstice Concert that afternoon and evening. By the way, Helicon will be here on Maryland Morning Friday morning with a preview of that show. And if you're worried about not having anywhere to sport that tacky holiday sweater your Aunt Betty knitted for you, well, worry no more. You can wear it to run a 5K race to benefit Save the Children. The Ugly Sweater Run launches at 9 o'clock Saturday morning at Rash Field in Baltimore. And while you're at the Inner Harbor, you can stick around that afternoon for the 31st annual Tuba Christmas Concert at the Harbor Place Amphitheater, or you can head up to Druid Hill Park to the Rawlings Conservatory to check out their annual Holiday Poinsettia Show. It's there until January 3rd. And looking further ahead into the new year, on January 10th, the 2nd annual Pajama Skate is happening at the Pandora Ice Rink at the Inner Harbor in Charm City. From noon to 2 o'clock, folks will show off their wackiest holiday nightwear as they hit the ice. So we've got a list of all of these holiday events on our website. Again, come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today here on Maryland Morning. Stay tuned to WYPR for all the latest in the trial of Officer William Porter. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.